It's Here and Now. Today, President Obama is putting a spotlight on the issue of concussions among young people. He's hosting a summit with representatives of professional sports leagues, as well as coaches, parents, young athletes, and researchers. The White House says nearly 250,000 kids and young adults visit emergency rooms every year with brain injuries caused by sports. And President Obama has said he'd have to think long and hard before he allowed a son, if he had one, to play football.
We've got to have better research, better data, better safety equipment, better protocols. We've got to have every parent and coach and teacher recognize the signs of concussions, and we need more athletes to understand how important it is to do what we can to prevent injuries and to admit them when they do happen.
Mike Pesca is Here and Now sports analyst, and he also hosts the podcast The Gist at Slate.com. He's with us now. And Mike, this issue of concussions has been getting a lot of attention recently, but what does it mean that the president is focusing on it at the White House today?
Well, it's a signal. And in people who study politics and study the way that government gets us to change our mind, lately there's a trend and it's called social norm theory, right? So yeah, a government can pass a bill or using the bully pulpit, but social norm theory is a little bit different. And it was used, for instance, when New York City wanted to get more people to keep their dogs on leashes, right? So you can fine them, but you just have to enforce this as a social norm. And that's what I think is going on. The White House will use phrases like raise awareness over the issue. I think that's a little weak. It is an area where we definitely need awareness raised, but the phrase raise awareness is used in all sorts of things that we know about. What they're really doing, and I kind of think this is important and a little impressive that he's expending some political capital on this, is to convince parents, to convince leagues, to convince athletes that the social norm should be to monitor for concussions, to come out of a game when you get a concussion. And the president putting his weight behind this and calling attention to this is really, I think, going a pretty long way in cementing a change in about how we think about concussions. There's also a monetary element. Because he's doing this, the leagues are giving a few million more dollars. I mean, it's a small percentage of what they make to study the issue. And that is, of course, in the interest of the leagues. But he's also doing a real focus on youth sports and just regular citizens playing sports, not million-dollar athletes.
Well, and is he trying to move youth sports in the direction of, let's say, flag football as opposed to tackle football?
Well, you know, he had, as you cited, talked about concerns he'd have with tackle football. That's not something that, I mean, flag football is something that I think is a lot different from tackle football. I mean, it's called football and there's throwing the ball, but most of the positions on a football field deal with propelling your body into another player. Yeah. And so that doesn't happen in flag football. It's an entirely different sport.
Injured in flag football, by the way, we should say.
Yeah, life's tough.
Not
you know,
the same,
people get
though.
Injured. People do get injured in a lot of different sports, but I think the change is, when you have these sports where, you know, you're having hard impact to the body, we have to look at how young is too young. And then we have to look at, even when you're an adult, what are the best protocols for dealing with brain injury? And that's one of the things the White House is doing today.
Well, yeah. And that's the other question is, I've been watching football games with people. And the question often comes up now, how long do you think the NFL is going to be able to continue, given all of the evidence that's coming out about concussions among professional athletes?
Well, I mean, that's one way to look at it. The other way is that the NFL just keeps getting more and more popular. It is the most popular thing in our society. It just dominates television. It dominates revenue. And they say, you know, within 10, 15 years, they're going to be a $25 billion industry. And their growth chart so far makes that seem actually plausible. And there hasn't been that much attention at all given to concussions. So, you know, maybe it can be managed, or maybe it can't, or maybe youth participation levels will fall off, but people will still like the professional version. So I don't think we've written the obituary of football yet, even though, yeah, they absolutely have to grapple with this issue.
Okay, let's stay with the NFL. There's another story I want to ask you about, Mike. There is now more pressure on the Washington Redskins to change the team name. The National Congress of American Indians and the Oneida Indian Nation sent letters yesterday to more than 2,500 NFL players asking them to speak up about changing the name. They say it does not honor people of color. Instead, it seeks to conceal a horrible segment of American history and the countless atrocities suffered by Native Americans. What's going on with this debate about the Redskins right now?
Yeah, they're taking it right to the players. I have the letter in front of me. It has the Redskins logo with the virgule, the slash with the arrow through it. Change the mascot, it says. Dear NFL player, it begins. You have no doubt heard about the ongoing controversy. And then in the second sentence, it says, you just recently, Richard Sherman of the Seattle Seahawks, one of the league's most high-profile players, spoke out against the Washington, D.C. name. So I think what this team, what these groups are doing, the 77 groups, is taking a public relation initiative, putting it on players. They know if players do speak out, change can happen. Maybe the players are, have just, you know, ignored this issue. It seems likely that they have. They might, you know, they don't follow stuff around football as much as even big fans do. And I think the two things that happened is Sherman himself spoke out, but also they looked about what happened with the NBA when players were really up in arms about the comments that Clippers owner Donald Sterling made.
Yeah.
And they said that can affect change. If we get players saying we will not stand for this, then maybe that will be the thing that pushes the team to change its name or the NFL to make them.
Well, and I think back to growing up in Urbana, Illinois, where it's home to the Fighting Illini at the University of Illinois, which had a mascot that was dressed as a chief, a Native American chief. Some Native Americans said that was offensive. And after a long fight, the university got rid of the chief. And if you see the T-shirts that they print now, it's just a big letter I rather than the picture of the chief.
And as you know, Illinois fans still want to bring back the Chiefs.
Some of them do.
The NCAA is, I think, two or three generations ahead of the NFL on this because they took away even non-slur nicknames, like nicknames of the Indians are by and large gone. And there are a few schools, like the Florida State Seminoles, that continue on, but they worked with those local Native American communities. And if the Native Americans either said, we like this, or there's a way to respectfully incorporate this into the name, that could go on. So there was a good dialogue there. But we're not even talking about the Atlanta Braves or the Cleveland Indians. The point of the Washington Redskins is it's not just a name that appropriates Native American traditions. It is a slur. It is flat out thought of as a slur by many, many Native Americans. And even though the Washington team owners will argue, you know, we have a 10-year-old study that says most Native Americans don't object, I just say, if you're in a room and you know that you're going to say something that, I don't know, 40%, 60%, let's say, conservatively, of the people take as a slur against their ethnicity. Would you say it? So at some point, it just becomes rude and cruel.
Mike Pesca, Here and Now sports analyst who hosts the podcast The Gist at Slate.com. And we welcome your thoughts about the name of the Washington Redskins at our website, hereandnow.org. Mike, thanks as always.
You're welcome.
You're listening to Here and Now.